Hello. I know that I just posted something yesterday regarding Passover, but given the unique situation this year, I felt the need to post something else that came to my mind as I was preparing for the first Seder and for my first Zoom Seder. As we know from the Passover story, the Israelites were freed from slavery after the 10th plague, the killing of the firstborn, having put lamb's blood on their doorposts so the angel of death would pass over them. After leaving slavery, everything seemed fine until they reached the shores of the Sea of Reeds, previously mistranslated as the Red Sea, when they suddenly heard Pharaoh's army approaching. The Israelites were in fear at that moment. They didn't know what to do. Even Moses was confounded as he prayed to God to save them. A pillar of fire was the only thing standing between the people and Pharaoh's army, with the sea on the other side. That moment was the perfect example of a liminal moment. One definition of liminal is occupying a position at or on both sides of a boundary or threshold. The place where they stood at that moment was on both sides of the threshold. They were both enslaved and free, and neither. That is where we are today. Today we are stuck in the middle, with parts of ourselves being on both sides. Part of us remembers when things were normal just a month ago. That part longs for the normalcy again. Yet another part of us is in the future. As with the Israelites at the sea, we have no idea what our future will be. We know it will not be what it was before, but what our lives will be like in the future is anyone's guess. Standing in this liminal space, what is it that gives us strength to continue? What prevents us from giving up since we don't have the option of going back to the past? I fully realize that some of us might not have that strength. I know that there are plenty of times when I don't. Every day, there are times when I'm simply afraid or depressed because of the reality of the present and the uncertainty of the future. Yet something is keeping me and us going, even if it's not always present. As anyone who knows me is aware, music is a passion of mine. And for me, this is one of the things that helps keep me going. We know from the Torah text that as the people eventually crossed the sea, they sang a song to God. Miriam led the women in song and dance in celebration. But what if the song started before they crossed? What if Miriam picked up her tambourine and started singing in that liminal moment, even as they were filled with fear? Perhaps she felt that it was the only choice at that moment. And what if it was that song which signaled to God that it was time to split the sea and move on to the next stage of the journey? In the Psalms of Hallel, or praise, that we sing as part of the Passover Seder, we sing Psalm 118. Verse 14 of the psalm reads, "My strength, my song is the source, who is for me salvation. Ozi vezimrat yah, vayihi li lishua." In the ancient rabbinic tradition of suggesting an alternate translation as commentary, I suggest that it could also be read as, "My strength and the song of God, that will be my salvation." I imagine that the strength of Miriam, followed by the women, and eventually the rest of the Israelites, created a song which was indeed the song of God. That song became the song of their salvation. It was the song that enabled them to leave that uncertain and liminal place. It enabled them to be saved and to begin their journey into the unknown, even though the only thing they knew about that unknown was that they would no longer be enslaved. And so, as we exist here in this liminal space of the present, as well as in the past and in the future, let us find our strength and our song. Each person's song is different. The song is simply a metaphor for that which helps us find strength and which enables us to connect with the divine. That means it is the strength that connects us to family, friends, our community, and the world in a very real way. No one knows your song except you, and maybe you don't even know it yet, just as Miriam probably didn't know it a moment before she opened her mouth. But it is there. As we celebrate or observe Passover, let us search not simply for the Afikoman, but for our song. That will keep us present and connected, even in the midst of our physical isolation. As I wrote earlier in the week, it will prevent us from turning that physical isolation into spiritual isolation. Right now, that is what salvation looks like. When you find your song, be sure to share it, so that it will join with the songs of others. In that way, together, you can find salvation and serenity, even if we might be feeling imprisoned and uncertain. After all, that's what Miriam did. So why can't we? At the end of this message, there is a recording of me singing Rabbi Shefa Gold's setting for Ozi Vizimrat Yah, the verse from Psalm 118 that I just mentioned. I hope you all enjoy and that you find your way to have a meaningful and joyous Passover next year together with family and friends. Amen. Ozi v'zimrat Yah v'yehi li lishua. 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 Chag Sameach. Have a joyous and especially a meaningful Passover holiday.